When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Sideline Reporter. It is Heidi Watney. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
We're doing very well now. Y'all got the doubleheader, as is the usual. Tonight, you got Rays and Orioles at 6 p.m. Central, and then Rangers Angels at 7:15 Central on Apple TV. Please tell me that you were more optimistic for the Rangers in this series than when we played the Angels about a week and a half ago, and it was a catastrophe.
I was optimistic for the Rangers in that series as well, but apparently they just don't do well in interleague or playing in interdivision games on the road.
They really do not.
Yeah, they're not big fans of it for some reason. But you had a good sit down with Chris Young. I really enjoyed that conversation I had with him. He's an ultra competitive guy. Is that kind of what you get off of him?
He's always been since his playing days, and that competitiveness hasn't left him in his role in the front office as well.
Is that I have this feeling that he's just like, if I'm not going to be on a team that's trying to win, I don't want to even be around. That's the kind of vibe I get off of him. Is I just want, all I'm trying to do is win with this team. And did you get the feeling from him when you were talking to him that he believes this unit is there, or that they're still trying to figure things out?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things that I took from him is in the, you know, potential trade that didn't happen of DeGrom, he wanted to give DeGrom a chance to win. He thinks that players genuinely deserve, and if a team that was that is considered to be a World Series contender this year wanted to trade for him, he wanted to present that to Jacob, and Jacob wanted to win here. And I do think Chris believes in this squad. I believe in this squad. Honestly, if they can get the offense going in the right direction, you know, their pitching is good. They're getting healthy again, which is going to be key for this team, and that's going to be big additions. I know everyone talks about what teams do and don't do at the trade deadline, and that can have a negative impact in the clubhouse doing nothing. Obviously, shipping guys away has a negative impact, but not doing enough can I talked to a couple of players since we were there right after the trade deadline 2 weeks ago, and they seemed unclear on the direction of the organization because of the lack of moves. Now, the organization could be handcuffed in many ways that the players and fans don't know about in terms of trade deadlines with, like, no trade clauses and potential salary issues and stuff like that. So not everything is for the consumption of the players and for them to understand. But one of the things, the messages from Skip Schumacher, from Jacob deGrom, from CY, was that this squad has what it takes to compete, and especially as they're getting healthy again, they need to go on a run, and they know what they need to do over these next, now, month and a half to make the postseason. I mean, they're sitting there teetering right on the edge of a wild card spot right now, and we saw what happened in 23. I think there's a lot of parallels to this team and that 23 team. sneaky talented, hasn't been on a lot of people's radars outside of Dallas, the Dallas-Arlington area this year, but could go on a run.
Now, I love everything that you're saying. I hope you still understand the spirit of this follow-up question, because it's not just about the Rangers, but do you think we will find AL teams that want to either win the AL West or take that third wild card spot?
Who wants it? No, I
don't know.
Does anybody? Are we trying here? No, I definitely think that we're trying, despite the fact that fans assume that their teams aren't trying if they're not playing well. That is not the case. I can tell you that I would say, I'm not going to say 100%, but I would say 98% of MLB players are giving their best effort every single day, and the front offices as well. Look, with the AL West, you've got a situation where two of the teams, it doesn't seem like they're trying. They've just been mired in this, like the A's are transitioning and to Vegas, and like they're in this middle ground where they're playing in a minor league ballpark and trying to make the best of it and trying to go for it. But it's really, their situation is difficult. Look at them in 2028. They're going to come onto the scene. The Angels, look, they got a guy at the top right now in John Mozeliak who was able to go in and stabilize the Cardinals organization for 20 years. So he's a great guy to get. He's already made some changes. I expect that to continue. Whether he sticks around or he hires someone that he trusts to take over, you need the owner to stay out of the way in that situation. Mm. And I think he's learning that. But it's hard to teach, billionaires lessons, so we'll see.
What do you mean? Yeah,
very smart group of people. They got there somehow. So then you look at, you've got a three-team race, and the Mariners took a huge step backwards. Nobody expected Cal Raleigh to hit 60 home runs, but he's taken quite the offensive step backwards, and they still have a lot of talent. Their pitching staff is still very good. I can't really explain what's happened with them this year, because it's kind of dumbfounding to me.
Okay.
And
well,
then the Astros, the Astros and Rangers are in the same place. Like, they're both in this middle ground of like rebuilding, but like on the fly, trying to make it work. So I don't know. It's just a division that's up for grabs.
Would you argue that the Mariners have been the most disappointing team in baseball based on preseason expectations?
One of them. Yeah. Yeah, one of them. The Blue Jays were pretty disappointing for a while, but they seem to be ticking up lately,
right?
And they're creeping up in those AL standings. But yeah, I'm surprised by the Mariners this year.
Heidi, the Apple TV product is just absolutely crystal clear. And when you were on that game, it was the post game, you're interviewing Jock, and I had seen it, but my wife came in and sat down, and she goes, "Is she sweating on her nose right now?" And I said, "No, she just got splash zoned." How dangerous is your job after a win like that? And like, how do you always have to keep an eye out for the water tubs?
You know, I'm glad you bring this up, because that broke a streak, a perfect streak. I was batting 1,000 on dodging the Gatorade or water cooler situation. In the 5 years on this package, I keep my head on a swivel. I know where they are. I step out just at the last minute, so I try not to give it away to the player who's about to be doused.
It's important.
I have not gotten a drop of water on me until 2 weeks ago. Nicky Lopez came from my blind side and totally got, mostly Jock, but it splashed on me a little, yeah.
Were you really good at dodgeball, too, then, growing up?
I have some body coordination. I was a gymnast. I played some sports in my day. That can be elusive.
That being said, when it comes to Jock, that was an awesome home run from him to start that one. He's had kind of he was mired here in a way, because when he got here, it didn't work out, and now seems to have a different vibe with this clubhouse and this fan base too. Would you kind of know what kind of personality he's been throughout his career?
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Doc's personality is it entertains me for sure. And that's the thing. He's an entertainer. He's not shy about expressing his opinions. He's a fun guy to watch. When he's going well, you're going to know it. Everyone's going to know it. And everyone's going to want to go buy a set of pearls and just like rock Shocktober. on the other hand, when he's not doing well, you're going to hear about it too. He's just a guy who wears his emotions on his sleeve. And I can't fault him for that because I'm a similar personality. So I like it.
I get it. Me too. Now, we've seen the pickup, especially this month, from Corey Seager. And you mentioned we've got pitchers coming back. Jack Leiter threw another rehab assignment last night. And obviously, the pitching matters a great deal. But do you feel like the resurgence of Seager and Langford is going to be the primary reason that the Rangers do or do not make the playoffs?
Look, they need those guys to perform in order to make the playoffs, right? I mean, Corey Seager is Mr. Clutch. I mean, like, what, two-time World Series MVP?
Yep.
Health is wealth, though, right? Both of those guys have been hurt this year, and they're injuries that aren't easy to come back from. I mean, we've seen Seager tick up a couple notches since coming off his most recent IL stint. At least offensively, he's doing well. I think Langford's going to get there, too. It's hard when you miss a lot of the season and you've had injuries to come back from. But they're going to lead this offense, and the Rangers need them to lead this offense to get where they want to go. And I really do fully believe that they can get there.
And I love it. We're going to need to have you on more to really enjoy.
We got some fans right now.
Yeah, this last month and a half. Yeah, I like it.
Hey, I'm a glass half full kind of person, but when I look at the talent on the roster and I look at the landscape of the American League right now, then I think that they can hang.
I've been tracking since my co-host said that the Dodgers were falling apart and they're still 9 games up.
Okay, I didn't say falling apart.
They're like, look, man, we're just so far ahead right now. But the one thing that he's been really keeping track of a lot of is the Pete Crow Armstrong, Shohei Ohtani back and forth battle. And quite honestly, the other night we got some of the most exciting baseball that we've had this season. And baseball was awesome. The Rangers were off, and it was fun for all of us at the same time. Mm-hmm. But that battle right there is it going to come down to those two? And do you think Pete Crow Armstrong has the ability to take down Shohei?
The way it's going right now, this is actually, we had Cubs last week, we had Cubs Cardinals, and that was a question I asked of both of the managers. And they said, look, if Shohei is healthy and pitching the way he did at the beginning of the season, it's no contest. Having a dominant starting pitcher, that's what they pay these guys for, right?
Right.
Do you pay for, great gold glove center field defense, or do you pay for a dominant starting pitcher? But Shohei's not pitching right now, and he's starting to ramp up. I think he threw a bullpen session. So does he come back before the postseason? Does he come back? Should they kind of try to do one of those roles where he comes in as a closer or a hybrid situation in the bullpen? We'll see. But if he's not pitching, then yes, I think PCA can overtake him. As of now, their offense is neck and neck. But Pete's also making those five-star plays in the outfield every single day.
Yes, he is an incredible defender. I'm definitely with you on that. Mm-hmm. Can you give us your thoughts on the, I'll say, curious case of Ketel Marte?
Oh, goodness. It's definitely odd. I think the lack of information coming out, coming from the team and what they are saying, by the lack of information coming from the player, means that they tried to trade him before. He's had some issues before, some off-field issues. But the information we're getting from the organization, I would say, tells you that there's definitely like a wide chasm between him and the team, and whether that's repairable and he can come back and be a wonderful contributing member of the team is in question right now, just with the information that's coming out. I hope him well. I wish him well. I know he's an emotional player and he's a great guy. And I believe that the team and Torrey Lovello, you know, loves him. He loves all of his players. He's a manager who just cares so much about his guys. So for him to come out and say that there's not a lot of communication coming back, you know, that speaks volumes about what's going on there, which nobody really knows. It's quite fascinating.
Heidi, last week, I think it was last Friday, as a matter of fact, Baez hits 3 home runs on his debut, and Kevin pointed out that if you bet like $1 or something like that, you would have made $1.7 trillion
on that bet. You'd have had to bet $100.
$100 turns into $1.7 trillion. Do you know of anybody that's going to be making their debut that could possibly do that in the future so that we can keep an eye on it?
You could throw a nice little $10 bet down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even need the trillion. I'd be happy with the billion.
How insane was that, though, like to be able to do that?
It's very insane. On his first 3 at-bats, not just 3 homers in the game, first 3 at-bats in the big leagues. I had just talked to him because we had Cardinals Cubs last week about Ollie Marmol before the game, and he said, you know, he's the real deal. He's a true hitter. You know, he'll be up here sooner than later. We're working some things, whatever. This was the day before. The day before. Wow. You know, these managers, they don't like to give anything away. And he said, no, he'll be up soon. He'll be up soon. Yeah, the next day. I was like, he already had to have his plane ticket at that point because he got like 40 family members in the stands. They had to have known.
They knew.
His performance was spectacular. It was special. They say Daniel Nava hit a grand slam on the first pitch of his major league career. And he said a player had given him the advice of, you never get that first pitch back, so you might as well swing for it.
Oh.
For Baez to go 3 for 3 on home runs in his first 3 at-bats, I don't think we'll see that again. We've never seen it before. But, hey, never say never. That's the amazing thing about baseball. You will see something that you've never seen before. Constantly on a baseball field. It's just such a special game.
When you talk about that secrecy from the managers, I don't know if it would make for the best TV, but does every once in a while do you wish one of the managers would just be like, look, Heidi, I don't want to lie to you. And then they just stop talking and they just look at you and that was their entire answer?
You know, that would be better. That would be better than, yeah, we'll be up sooner or later. No. I will say that's one of my favorite parts about being on this Apple broadcast is that we get 15 minutes with each manager privately in their office before each of our broadcasts. And we can ask anything we want. They don't necessarily have to answer, but we do get a lot of off-the-record information that just helps us set the scene for the game broadcast and for what's going on behind the scenes with the players, with potential injuries or, you know, what's going on in the organization or what's going on if a guy's having a bad week or having a situation off the field that they don't want shared with the public. But, hey, just so you know, this is going on. Maybe go easy on the guy. We get all kinds of great information like that, and we just have to determine what we can share and what we can't share. And some things are blatantly said off the record, do not say this. But it gives us a better understanding so we can do our job better on the game broadcast.
Well, we always get great information from you as well. Doubleheader tonight, Rays at the Orioles, 6 o'clock Central. Angels, Rangers, 7 o'clock Central, that first pitch, about 7:15 on Apple TV. Heidi, thank you very, very much for the time.
My pleasure. Happy Friday, guys.
There you go. Heidi Watney right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, Skip listens to the show. If one time he wants to be like, look, Corey, I don't want to lie to you. And then he just stops talking. I think
would
that would be amazing.
I would laugh my ass off if he
I would be inclined to agree with that.
I would laugh your ass off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.